The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Finally ending that 75-year wait to be crowned All-Ireland champions. They ran out 120 to 117 winners against Kerry. It was a nail-biting finish right up to that final whistle, and it's one that will live long in the memory of fans and neutrals alike. We've got so many people to speak to on the show this morning, but let's start with one Mayo fan who went viral on TV and online yesterday after he collapsed to the ground in tears, blessing himself, utterly overwhelmed with the emotion of the day. His name is Shane Fitzgerald and he joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Shane. Has it sunk in?
Good morning, Ciarán. Good morning, listeners. I'm a bit hoarse. Has it sunk in? No, actually, not yet. I think it's going to take days and weeks for it to sink in. It's just too good to be true, and we've waited years and years and been to so many Mayo people. We've had our pilgrimage to Croke Park for years and years and years, and look at every county would love to have the honour of a Sam Maguire, but look at Mayo. We all know that Mayo have served our time, and look at it. It's a great achievement. I'm so proud of the lads. They're an amazing bunch. And we're going to celebrate this. It's not going on for hours or days or weeks. It'll go on for months. And it's great. Thank God.
Talk to me about that moment yesterday, because it did feel like it went down to the last seconds. And finally, the hooter went and it was over.
Yeah, I was standing located beside Sam Maguire, and you're watching 60 minutes to go. Kerry were coming back, and we're told this hooter, this goes to 70, and then you're watching at 62 minutes, and then at 65, and I said, "Oh my God, it's getting close!" And Kerry were coming back, and we began to move out, and next thing, before you knew it, it was a blink. The hooter went, and I looked at the Sam Maguire, and I looked at the motion, and I just broke. I just broke. I just broke, and that was it. I, to my knowledge now, I blessed myself, and I went to the ground, and I kissed the ground. It's Kirkpatrick. Not Kirkpatrick. I did that too as well a couple of days ago. I climbed the Reek a few days ago. I'm a florist for years, and I brought flowers up to the top of the Reek, and I've done that for the last 20 years. And I just went and kissed the ground of Croke Park. Yeah,
just to say thanks. I mean, I can hear the emotion in your voice. I know what this means to you as a fan, as somebody who has been to every single All-Ireland final that Mayo has been in, the 11 that they've missed. What were all those games like? Did that all come to a head yesterday?
It did, yeah. It just, a weight came off our shoulders. And, Dublin were amazing teams over the last few years, particularly Dublin. And look, we've had amazing players, going back 20 years or more. And yesterday I was going down the road and I saw Willie Joe up ahead, and I just shouted, "Hello, Willie Joe." And he turned around, he said, salute. And, from Willie Joe up the way over the years, we've watched them all. It's just fantastic, and it's a great relief, and so proud of the players of today and the team and people that have just stuck with it. With so amazing credit to Andy and Boiler and the team and Keith and there's many more, and he had mentioned the names, but I not forget Lee Keegan and all the others and the O'Shea's and the O'Connors, and it's fantastic. It's too good to be true, and we'll enjoy this moment. And we've been waiting a long time for it.
Who were you thinking about, Shane, when you were in Croke Park there?
thinking of Mayo, and it's just we can now bring it home, and it's great. It was a great speech. Some of it caught me. You know, a lot. There was a lot of there's people from all over the world. I have a daughter in Canada, and there's people watching from all over the world. But there's people that aren't with us. And this was 3 years ago. My dad passed, and I said to Dad, I says, just sign your name there on my jersey, and I carry it with me. So, you know, my dad was with me in spirit, and he was a quiet man. But, you know, like every Mayo person, they all followed the game, and that's it. It was emotional, and that was you know. So we all had you know, memory of people from all over the world, and but people that have gone that I'm not here that would have loved, just wished, just once in their life to see Mayo lift Sam Maguire, and it's now done.
And I'm sure your dad was watching down yesterday, as you say, his name on your jersey, which you wore to Croke Park for that moment when the Sam Maguire was lifted. Why does it mean so much, Shane?
Well, just to finish that, you know, talk about the powers up above, and when all the excitement had settled down yesterday, it started to rain, and I said, that's a sign from above. So just to finish that one. But you asked me the question, what does it mean? I said, look at to Mayo people, it's we've, you know, when you go through years after years after years, you begin to get toughened up and keep on going, and it's just, it means so much. I had to drive around the county on Friday, and I'm not joking aside, every 100 metres there's flags, every garden has flags, and the like, it's just like, it's, if you're looking from space, you'd see this little spot in the world where it's just covered in red and green. And thank God it's done. That's it. We're, all roads lead to Castlebar today, and that's it.
You say, thank God it's done. And I could see that you did bless yourself at the end of the game. There was a shaky 15 minutes at the beginning. And there was a couple of spots where I thought, O'Carey, they could come back here now. Please, please, please don't snatch this away from them. Did you pray yourself?
I was praying. No, I've always prayed. Every game we prayed. And there was plenty of Hail Marys and plenty of Our Fathers. Yes, I was writing down, I was watching it. I think it was at about 10 minutes and the score was just spreading. And then it went up another bit and it spread more. And by halftime, we came back and... second half, we just started moving. Now, credit to Kerry, they are an amazing team. We knew that they were the number one team in the country. They still are, you know, well, second team now, actually. Yahoo! But anyway, actually, never thought of that. So, but anyway, Kerry, look at, I know, I look at my, some of my best friends are Kerry. And, I won't mention the names, he'd kill me, but look at, yeah, it's, look at this straight for one moment in our life that we can just say we're number one in Gaelic football, and Kerry will be back and they'll be there again next year, and I'm not surprised if they tick off the 40, but Mayo have ticked off number 4, and I think we're happy with that, so that's it.
And this Kerry, or this Mayo team rather, you know, will have legendary status. Those clips of them winning, that moment where they fall to their knees on the pitch, has gone viral and will go global. But you have too, Shane. How does it feel?
Yeah, I'm not a social media person. I don't do Instagram or X or whatever, all that. So people are just feeding me in. The numbers are coming in. How would I describe it? I am embarrassed, but I'm also proud. I just couldn't hold it. I just broke, and that was it. That the horn went at 70 minutes, and I just... That was my shoulder, a release in my shoulders, and that was it. People know me over the years. I am a bloody lunatic. I used to be, back in the days, not so long ago when we had the Dublin games, I was the Mayo Bandit. I did a lot of crazy things. I had a lot planned for this week, only for I'm a farmer. I had hay to get in. I spent Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday putting hay into sheds and that. Now, then I got a call about before the match yesterday, an hour before, and there's 10 sheep after breaking out. I said, oh, they're probably looking to see the match, but I have to go down and sort that out. So so the sheep have to come back in again. So that's it. Yeah.
Well, there,
yeah, life goes on.
I don't know if many sheep will be tended or cattle milked in Mayo today, and I don't blame any of you. Enjoy the celebrations this very evening much, at yeah. McHale Park, and thanks so much for speaking to us, Shane. Really was delighted for you. I also want to bring in Austin O'Malley, former Mayo player. Austin, I can hear the emotion in Shane's voice there, and I know that is shared by so many people in Mayo yesterday. Talk to me about the atmosphere in Croke Park and in the county and what it feels to have that burden lifted.
Oh, listen, it's absolutely incredible. Just the scenes yesterday in Croke Park, like such a historic moment, an iconic moment, I think, that'll probably live long in the memory of everyone that was there. And I think it'll be probably for the foreseeable future. It's just be such an iconic moment for the GA as well. I'm sure it'll be, and it has been spun all around the world. But just, you know, I've been in Croke Park so many times at games, whether on the sideline or pitch or in the stand, but just yesterday was something iconic and special. It was so raw, you know, just to sit there afterwards and to see, just, you know, the words of nearly Con Hoolihan came to mind. I remember him describing an All-Ireland final before when Offaly beat Kerry in the five in a row, and he said that just all heaven broke loose, and that's what it felt like. It was such raw emotion, and there was just such, you know, it was just such feeling in it, and like the fact that people, you know, it was 60 odd thousand stayed for the celebration, and they just felt this sense of relief as well. And just listening to Shane there as well, you can hear it in him and in the voice. But like the journey that I suppose Mayo fans and supporters have been on over the decades and have left Croke Park, you know, so many days in terms of going down Jones's Road, you know, kind of crestfallen, and just to see it, that dream being realised yesterday and being there in the middle of it. And just looking around in terms of just even the younger people and, you know, younger kids crying, you know, again, that, you know, that they were really, really, they really understood as well what this moment meant. And it's just phenomenal. As I said, it's so raw and so emotional. And just such a weight, I think Shane said, they're lifted off people. You know, they've been in a bit of a purgatory. And I suppose it's been always leveled at Mayo people. You meet someone, you say, where are you from? Oh, Mayo, God help you. You know, it would be great if you won All-Ireland. But yesterday was just so, so special. And it was just, I suppose, you know, an explosion really of joy and emotion, and it'll live long, long in the memory. And like, you know, huge, huge credit to Andy and the guys in terms of the way they went about their business. And, you know, it was a really, really difficult final to win in terms of the opening, where Kerry got that 1-5-1 lead, and just pure, you know, resilience and doggedness to pull themselves back in that there, and then to finish the way they did as well. It was just, look, it's an incredible, incredible day. And I'm sure Castlebar will be on wheels later this evening as well.
I think that was the bit about the win that was so impressive and why it felt like it was so deserved. Because we can talk about what their game plan was or what their tactics were, but actually when you watch the players, they just had such sheer mental grit yesterday. And I think that's what took them over the line.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, when you look at the game, the way it unfolded and you break it down in terms of the opening that Kerry got, like, and we, you know, a lot of us probably were in the stadium said, oh God, we've seen this movie before. But there was a couple of key moments in it. And I thought Ryan O'Donoghue, who I always say is kind of the spiritual pump of this team, like in terms of his bravery, and Jack Carney also, who took on those two pointers into the hill. That was a very, very tricky wind to navigate that. Like anyone kicking into the hill knows that it comes in its world. So, you know, they connected beautifully, and that's what really kept Mayo in the game. But it was the idea then to push up and be so brave and courageous, and to press Kerry high, and that's really what set the platform. And I think after that, you know, there was one great scene. I was sitting there watching young Dara Byrne. He came out at half time, and he's only 19, and he actually sprinted out of the tunnel, and he like right across to the goalpost under the Davin stand, and he jumped up and, you know, held onto the crossbar. And I just thought that's such an emotive thing to do for a young fella like it. But there was an exuberance and a carelessness, and it just was another signal that like they weren't for backing. And obviously Kerry came again, and you know, as you alluded to earlier, it was nail biting at the end. But the resolve and the grit, as you said, that they showed was phenomenal. And I think Andy has instilled that in them in terms of that belief and believing in the process and sticking to your guns.
Oh, it was phenomenal. Austin O'Malley, thank you so much. I want to go to Castlebar now, which will be the scene for the celebrations this evening. The homecoming expected at 5 p.m. in McHale Park. Henry McKean is there for us. What's the mood like, Henry?
Ciara, you're right. All roads lead to Castlebar and people are so excited. You could say this is what heaven is like if any of us make it to heaven. There were people just standing in the street, driving around in circles, honking their horn, waving, celebrating, just being there, just standing there, savoring it, all ages and tears of joy. So many people have lost loved ones who weren't around to witness this very special moment. You could say it's a relief. People really are flying without wings, and they are, as your guests are, they're yahooing in the streets. Here are people in the streets of Castlebar.
So these are the scenes in Castlebar right now. We've got Neil Diamond playing Sweet Caroline, and it's chaos. How are you feeling?
Just wonderful. We are so, so excited and over the moon. It's wonderful. We've waited so long for this year. It's a lifetime. And I think the whole country is just thrilled that we have won. Everybody was up for Mayo. Up Mayo!
Well, Sean here, and obviously you can see how electric this is for obviously Mayo not winning in so long. And obviously it's very, very electric here in Castlebar. It's very electric, I'm sure, all around the country. But it's just amazing to see it. The inner joy and the inner happiness that people have is just amazing. And to see all of this, to see so many people being in joyful spirits, is just absolutely amazing. And they played extremely well. And you couldn't be prouder of a prouder county.
I had an uncle that was at 51, 52 All-Ireland. He died 20 years ago, and he always said he'd love to live to see Mayo win another All-Ireland, but he didn't, he died. So I was saying the same for the last 2 years, but thanks to God, I'm here and I've seen it.
A real party on the streets of Mayo last night. Henry, what's planned for the homecoming?
Well, there's going to be huge celebrations right up all night long, really. We are expecting the team to get in around five. There's going to be major, major traffic. And there's going to be not just fans, not just male fans, but neutral fans as well. There could be up to 60 to 100,000 people. Remember, so many people emigrated out of Mayo to perhaps Dublin, perhaps other parts of the world. They all are trying to make their way here. So we are expecting a massive celebration. It's going to be huge. Nothing can, you know, no one has really planned for this, as in obviously there's plans in place, but no one knows exactly how it's going to go because it's been 75 years. That is a huge, huge wait. So there's going to be tears of joy and love.
Are there businesses open today? Are people going to work today, Henry? I mean, is life going on as normal otherwise?
Well, I understand that there is a Mayo fan actually working today with you who actually showed up to work. I think that's the only person that showed up to work. You're right. Shops, a lot of shops are still shut. They shuttered last night early. Staff were sent home. Most people are not working. And I will be chatting about that a little bit more on the Moncrief Show later. And why not? I mean, this is absolutely huge. Perhaps the biggest story of the year. You know how big it is. You're a GA lady. It's just massive. And why not? Why not milk those cows? Why not tend to those sheep? Because this is massive. Absolutely massive.
They have earned it. Well, I also want to speak to Mayo man and Mayo fan Louis Walsh, who is on the line now. Congratulations, Ciara. Louis
Hello.
Walsh.
Ciara, this is history. This is, as long as I know, people have been slagging off Mayo to me. You know, everybody. And that guy, Joe Brawley, where is he today? He's been slagging them off all year. I can imagine these guys going out training, reading all this negative stuff, and then they win. They were real pop stars. They were fantastic. And Andy Moran, he deserves his own statue in Castlebar because he instilled belief into them, you know. And it was a fantastic moment. It was fantastic TV. I watched it at home. It was incredible.
I mean, how are you feeling watching that match, particularly at the beginning where it seemed in those opening 15 minutes,
Kerry,
like it was going to happen again?
I didn't think they were going to win. Listen, I'm honest with you. I didn't think they were going to win. We were instilled by so many people in the media, they're not going to win. And we shouldn't believe these people because they don't know. It's the young players that go out. And Andy, you know, I don't know Andy Moran, but he's a great manager and he instilled belief in these guys. And they were real pop stars yesterday, Kira. They went out and they did it.
Yeah, and what I love about the story of those players yesterday, I was listening to Tommy Rosny, who will be spoken to in a minute. He said the players were apparently very, very calm yesterday morning. There wasn't any huge anxiety, no huge nervousness. They described themselves as a brotherhood and they were able to shut out all the noise, all the commentary, all the negative commentary.
That was incredible because there was so much of it, you know, everywhere they went. But they've made history. You know, they're going to be remembered forever, as is Andy. And Andy should have his own statue, I think, at the bottom of the rig. Absolutely. And it'll be a huge night tonight in Castlebar. I think it'll probably be the biggest night ever in Castlebar.
I mean, talk to me about what this does for a county like Mayo.
It does everything, Ciara. It instills belief. It gives them, it makes them believe in themselves. It makes everybody happy today. You know, not just footballers, all sorts of people, everybody. This is fantastic, you know. Nobody could do this, but they did it, you know. And it's great for football and it's great for all the young footballers coming up. They're all going to want to be like these guys.
Are we going to see you then in Croke Park in your Mayo jersey next year, Louis Walsh?
I gave my tickets away yesterday. I didn't think they were going to win, you know, but they did. They proved everybody wrong and they have to get the credit for it. They were fantastic. Absolutely. It's history, Kira.
Let me just bring in off the balls Tommy Rooney, who I think is out at the team's hotel this morning. Tommy, I was listening to your commentary on Off the Ball yesterday. Do you have a voice today?
Morning, Kira. Yeah, I'm not doing too bad. I'm doing okay. And you know what?
I think we just had a little bit of difficulty on the line there. We'll try and get Tommy back up again. Tommy, can you hear us? No, we'll try and get to Tommy back up on the line. Well, it was an absolutely, I think, phenomenal day and a phenomenal moment, not just for Mayo players and Mayo fans, but I think the entire country. I don't think there was anybody watching the game, even perhaps those from Kerry who would have begrudged that win yesterday. I understand, Tommy, you're back on the line.
Here, how's it going? Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Sorry. It's some scenes here this morning. We're only over the road from Marconi House. We're in the Radisson Blue. Mayo and the Mayo footballers have had so many losing All-Ireland banquets. I thought the winner's banquet last night on TV was just beautiful to watch. And this morning, there's such a buzz of activity around the hotel. There's supporters, there's family, there's friends, there's coaches. Andy Moran was up and ready to rock at 7:45 this morning when I walked in the door. And now Jordan Flynn, I'm looking at him in a muscle top. And Matty Ruan, who we're going to hear from in a second. And Kieran MacDonald, the great Kieran MacDonald is here. And it's great to see. Sam Maguire, of course, is right in front of me. I'm looking at it right now. And there's just such joy for Mayo people.
For those who were involved yesterday, who have wanted this for such a long time, is the feeling as good as they would have imagined?
I think it will be. I think they will have had moments. And it's funny, like when you're covering a game like that, as somebody who was just working at it, I was emotionally drained by the time I got talking to players and managers after the game last night. I got out of Croke Park at about 11 o'clock and I was spent. And I got the sense that after the exertion that the footballers put in the pitch and then the emotion that went into the celebrations, I think afterwards they had a bit of a lull in the tunnel of the Hogan Stand when they were chatting to us. I think they felt, is this it? But I'm telling you this morning, and you'll hear from Matty Ruan, if we're playing the full chat I got with him, you'll hear it in the last answer, what it's going to be like later this week. And they're the moments they're looking forward to, but they're going to enjoy every minute. They're planning to go back to Castlebar at 2 o'clock. They're going to go to the Cumberland Children's Hospital in a little while. They're all in such good form. And I just think they're trying to appreciate it because they have waited so long as a people to experience it.
Okay, let's take a listen to that interview.
Matty Ruan, Braithwaite, Mayo, All-Ireland winner. How are you?
Good now.
You were never going to be defined by that, right? Winning or losing All-Ireland as a player. There's plenty that happened over the years, but I think you needed it.
I don't necessarily think I needed it, to be honest with you. Andy actually shared an unbelievable quote with us. I'm not going to do it justice, but the gist of it was, like, winning is fun, sure, but not wanting to let people down is the point. Wanting to better yourself is the point. And that's kind of the gist of the quote, and that's genuinely the way I kind of approach these things. When you've kind of been involved with Mayo over the last few years, if winning was the be-all and end-all, I would have stopped playing a long time ago. So it's an incredible feeling, but it's not the be-all and end-all, and that's going to drive me for the next couple of years, hopefully, if it kind of keeps me on, of course. But that's literally it. Like, I just want to keep playing and keep enjoying it.
He's sitting across from us here doing another interview. We heard from him earlier, and his book that he'd written back a couple of years ago when he retired was called Lessons Learned. And it was nearly like a dedication to the players and the people that had guided him along the way and all the close calls that Mayo had over those years. He learned a lot of lessons. Andy, the player that you would have known or been in and around, what was the difference this year when he came back in?
To be honest, it was quite strange at the start, if I'm not going to, like, I actually made my debut kind of season with Mayo when he was kind of coming towards the end, and we had like a brilliant relationship. But it was different in terms of, like, he's the boss now, and he's been absolutely unbelievable. We've obviously spoken an awful lot over the last while, obviously myself coming back from injury, and I obviously had shared, like, making sure that I was hitting certain targets before I was going to get out in the field, and he was very, very good in that sense for me to get back. And to answer your question, it's very strange. And if you know Andy, I know you know him from your pod, he has insane amounts of energy and he's incredibly positive. And
but you have to back, you can't just be a positive person.
His brain, when I was playing with him, I loved the way his brain worked. He thinks of the game differently. I remember we spoke one of the first conversations, he was going on about the direction of the wind against Derry 1 year, and it was going across the way, and he goes, you should get your shots off this way. And it's like things I would never really think about, and it gets you thinking a different way. So his brain works like that, and I love it, and it's different, and it's not something that you'd normally see. So yeah, I love that about him.
Last question, you've been very good. Ryan O'Donoghue was incredible. He was the man. And when I said it to him yesterday, you've been the man, he was like, we all have. But you needed Ryan to do what he did. He mentioned afterwards in an interview, it was quite emotional, that he felt haunted by 2021. Had you been haunted by 2021?
100%. Yeah. I mean, they'd done an absolute number on us that day. 100%. It was, I'll never forget, maybe 2 or 3 days after, like, I was just lying in my bed at, you know, the sun was just peeking in through the blinds, and I must have just stared at that for probably an hour, 2 hours, just staring in bed, just looking out of it. Honestly, it was dark, especially when you're had a few beers, like a couple of days. 100%, it was a dark time, but you do get over it, life goes on. The sun always rises, as they say. And yeah, when you have days like today, you kind of quickly forget about it. But hey, we're very lucky that we actually had yesterday to kind of look back on and get over it. But
When the sun is peeking through the blinds later next week in Brayfield, or wherever you end up, Matthew, you can stare at it in a different headspace.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm delighted for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Tommy.
Well done. Appreciate that. Well done. Tommy
Rooney speaking to Matthew Ryan there. Now, Tommy's going to be heading to Castle Bar this morning with Owen Sheehan, and Off the Ball will be live from there tonight.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.